The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning. All right, Crazy Cash has returned.
Woo! Oh, that's right.
By the way, the video that was posted on Wild 94.9's account last night. Did you guys see it?
Did I see it? That's a good,
Graham, how did you catch a stack of cash like that in your butt?
I mean, a lot of people, again, go watch the video if you haven't seen it. I do catch a stack of cash in between the cheeks. A lot of people are going to want to know how many tries that took us to execute, and I'm not going to tell you. But let's just say it was under two.
Yes, you're a professional. You're really good. You have a talent.
Thank you.
Yeah, so Crazy Cash is back. If you don't know, that is your chance to win $1,000 every hour at 10 past here on Wild. So that keyword for you to enter is on standby. First, the first talkback of the day.
Yo, good morning and happy Monday. Forget dry January. Let's do Bender till December. No, I'm just playing jokes aside. Jess and Selena, you guys inspired me to, you know, to go do that dry January and not drink for a while. And I'm proud of you guys. Hope you guys keep it up. Graham, guess what? You suck. All right. Happy Monday, you guys. Keep it up.
Wow, we're out.
Guess what? You suck.
I love that. It's a good feeling.
Why am I catching strays over here? And also, why were you not inspired by me doing dry January like the last 5 years in a row?
Because you don't do dry January. You do damp January.
Easy, 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 Jess. Before you got here, I did dry January.
I did a
dry January.
You did?
Yes.
And you completed it?
And why didn't I inspire anybody to do better? And after I did a dry January, I realized, guess what? That sucked. And after that, I modified and did my own version of it, which was a damp January, which was still like, I mean, I had like one drink a weekend or something. It was very, very dialed back, but no inspiration for the guy that actually completed it. And then you're inspired now by these two ladies who didn't even start the whole January.
Maybe because it's much more of a struggle for us.
That's true. We drink like every weekend.
Yeah, no, but so does Graham, but nobody thought or thinks that we can't complete it. So the fact that it's much more of like a mountain to climb for us, maybe that's why people are finding inspiration in it.
Okay, so now that we've completed a weekend here, give me the update. Who made it? Who didn't? Who had a drink?
I did not have a drink.
I didn't either. All I took shots of were cough medicine because I still had a bit of a lingering
cough.
You're
still sick?
I'm now at like, I'd say 95% fully recovered. It was just the cough that kept lingering.
Dude, two shots of tequila wiped that thing out. Like,
yeah,
you're still coughing away.
That's what I was thinking, but I couldn't do that, unfortunately. So okay. I did good. I'm proud.
I saw Selena post a story on her Instagram of blowing into a breathalyzer, and I appreciated that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
To show that, like, we got a real one here. She's taking it seriously. And there's actual...
I just didn't want any doubters.
Factual evidence.
Right, because I had gone to a party. I didn't need anyone to come back and be like, oh, you drank. Although the pressure, you guys, like if someone says they're doing dry January, just leave it alone. Like, oh my God, the hate I was getting. I was being like harassed and abused.
I'm telling you, it's not easy. I gave you some steps and tips of how to navigate that.
But you know, I stayed strong.
Written by Millie Gooch last week.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I love her. I stayed strong. And then when I got home, I posted the breathalyzer thingy on my story just for any naysayers.
Was there any moment in that night that you were like close to giving in?
No.
Wow.
No.
Look at you, Selena.
Once you actually like you made the decision and you know you're not going to drink, it's very doable.
Yeah, but the party sucked because you weren't drinking.
Yeah, it wasn't the same.
Everyone said you were in a grouchy mood and boring.
It was not the same.
I was like, wow, she's home already. It's so early.
All right, now, Jess, we didn't get a breathalyzer video from you.
I didn't know that was a part of it.
Well, it's just, you know, nice to see some, you know, facts being shared and help us, you know, trust that you're actually doing it. How do we know other than a polygraph test, which I have arranged for February 1st, for you guys to both complete to know that you're telling the truth? Any way that we can verify that you,
I guess
you have an alibi?
Yeah.
My boyfriend and my mother. But I can tell you and I can give you my word that I definitely did not drink. And it made it really hard, I will say, because not only am I working towards my New Year's resolutions, which one of them includes not spending a lot of money, but I'm also doing dry January. So when you put those two together and you try to plan dates,
I feel like that goes hand in hand. You're not spending money on alcohol.
Yeah. But then you also...
No spend January is a thing.
Well, I'm trying that. Not fully not spending, because that's kind of impossible nowadays, but it's really hard to plan dates that don't involve both drinking or spending money, because then you can't really go. I don't want to go out to eat so much if that requires spending money. So it
I
was
feel
tough.
Like you're deflecting here. We gotta talk. No. We gotta talk to your mom.
Yeah,
the boyfriend will lie for you.
Yeah, the polygraph test is gonna be. We need to set up a real lie detector.
Oh, the mom will lie too. So what do we do, Graham? They're both gonna lie on our behalf.
I definitely did not drink, you guys. Trust me, the crock. Chewy alone
I
could make
you.
Me not drink forever.
I got a guy. I got a guy that does lie detector stuff. We'll have
okay. Perfect. Wire me up.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And Jess has been bugging me all morning. Yes, we have tickets.
We
to give
do.
Away.
We have tickets to the San Francisco Symphony. They have Ooh. Video games and concert with Emer Noon. Sounds really fun, right? It's in March. So shall we get a winner?
Start playing like all the video game music.
She composes all the music.
Whoa.
For video
How cool
games.
Is that?
So,
oh,
that's pretty cool.
Caller 20-888-333-9490. Right now it's time for...
The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
So over the weekend, well, we were living our best life. Like, yeah.
Just living life.
No, people in LA not living their best life. Those fires still raging as of now. About 150,000 people still under evacuation orders. And that death toll number has gone up to 24. And right now, at least 16 people missing. And Graham, I'm sure you'll have more details as far as the fires go, containment later on this morning.
Yep. Not too many surprises from the first weekend of the NFL playoffs, as for the most part, the top teams took care of business against lesser opponents. The Bills, Ravens, Eagles, Commanders, and Texans are all advancing to the next round. The final game of wildcard weekend is tonight. Rams, Vikings from Glendale, Arizona, after the game was relocated out of LA. Should be a very emotional game for the Rams and Rams fans, given everything that's happened there over the past week. Yeah. Go Vikings.
Partly cloudy skies with temperatures in the low to mid 60s. There is a coastal flood advisory in effect until noon today and a wind advisory for the North Bay until tomorrow. Dry skies for the rest of the week, though, you guys.
Yay!
Why is all the flooding happening then?
It's just an advisory.
But why?
That's a good question.
I mean, I know the answer, but I just...
Can all you right. tell me?
Hey, Aquarius besties!
Hey!
Today is going to be an 8. It's time to begin a new physical health, work, and fitness journey. Adapt practices for changing conditions over the next 2 weeks, illuminated by tonight's Cancer full moon.
Ooh.
You guys know that? Full moon. If you're not adapting to the new full moon tonight, I mean, are you even trying?
No, you're not even living
right.
like your life.
Right, live life.
All right, so I recently hired somebody to help with my kids in the morning.
Like a butler?
No, just someone to come help
like
the
a personal,
kids.
A private chef?
No, she doesn't do any chefing or butlering or cooking. Just literally someone just
what does
to
she
like,
do?
Just like take the older kids to school, keep it on the kids. Because my man is busy with meetings or he's just doing other work-related things
right.
in the morning. I can't help but feel... Like, she is lying to me.
About
she's,
what?
She's only helped out, I want to say, like, we're going on 3 weeks this week. She's very, very new. It's a very new thing. At least one day a week, she is called out. And she has used every excuse in the book. First, it was a doctor's appointment. That's obviously your go-to.
Yeah, I mean, doctor's appointments, those happen.
Yeah, and you can't, like, argue that. Like, oh, my God, I hope everything's okay. And she said she got some, you know, test results she wasn't expecting, and she has to go in. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh,
like,
that's very concerning.
I hope that you're okay. Yes,
yeah,
take all the time
you
need.
Take a day or two, yeah.
Next week, flat tire. I'm like, what? Really? Oh, my God, you have the worst luck ever. Like, I'm so sorry. Yeah, get that,
yeah,
get that
first,
handled.
First, that
see,
bad blood
see
work,
you tomorrow.
And now a flat tire.
Yeah, next week, grandma funeral. I'm like, oh, my God.
Now, grannies.
Oh my goodness, are you serious? I don't know. At this, my husband is like, she's playing you. Like, there's no way.
Well, that-
I'm trying to give her the benefit of the doubt. Like, but it really is one excuse after another, and she's used all the excuses, all your people's go tos.
Well, I mean, maybe they're all interconnected. Maybe they're related. Maybe she was racing to the doctor's office, got some bad news, then. Was driving, you know, rather distraught because of the news she got and was a little rough on her car and it wore the tread on the tires a little thin. Then she picked up grandma to take her to her weekly bingo game. Boom, tire blew out. Granny died. Now she's got to go to granny's funeral. See how these things could all be related?
It's possible, but I'm not fully on board.
Well, what like, do you want to see? A death certificate? For Nana?
No, but even like the tire, like I would have sent a picture if it was me, like, oh my God, look what happened to my tire. Not going to make it. Like something. Sure. If it was me.
Wait, oh, well,
if
okay.
it was me. And I still would have found a way to get to work.
Well, that's true, but that's, you know, we come from a different work ethic era.
Maybe she knew you weren't going to ask for proof. So she's like,
because I feel weird like asking, oh, a family member died, where's your proof? Like,
send me a picture of the casket.
Yeah, maybe not that one.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, oh, flat tire, send me a picture of that.
Yeah, I feel weird doing that.
Send me a picture of Gammy.
So what's next?
I don't know. I'm still every time she does this, I'm like, it literally causes a fight with me and my husband because he's like, fire her. And I'm like, no, but she's so nice and she's great with the kids. And
well, how old maybe is this she? Can I ask happened. That?
I want to say she is, I want maybe like 20, mid to late 20s.
Okay, possibly different work ethic era. So yeah, she's lying to you.
No, I feel like she's old enough to know those lies. Come on, like you could have used them 10 years ago, but not anymore.
That's what I thought.
But now I'm just curious going forward because she's burned like the three, that's like true. Your three go-tos, ones. Death in right. the family, but doctor's you know appointment, and car
I
trouble.
I thought that after the car trouble one, I was like, well, there's no other excuse. She's not going to pull like the family death because who would lie about a family member dying?
Right.
And then that was the next thing she did.
Well, how horrible.
Allegedly, I don't know. It might be true. In that case, I feel bad.
How horrible would you feel? Yeah, if it was everything was true and you're firing her, she's losing her job on top of everything going
man.
On.
Yeah, that'd be the quadruple whammy. Like, nobody, can you imagine that sob story that she's telling people? And then I got fired.
Oh, no.
Like, wow, that'd be brutal.
I know.
I mean, if you like her, I'd say fourth and fifth and sixth chance, mostly because I just want to hear the bevy of different excuses that she's going to try. Yeah. These are going to get really good.
I'll keep you updated.
These are going to get really good.
Let's get a winner. Wild 94.9. Hi, who's this?
This is Kristen.
Hi, Kristen. You're caller 20.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're going to be checking That's out the awesome. San Francisco Symphony, and they have this really cool, it's like video games and concert with Emer Noon. Hopefully I'm saying that correctly, but it's happening in March. It's going to be so much fun. If you listening want to get your tickets as well, you can go to tickets on sale. You can go to sfsymphony.org. Sorry about that.
Hey, Kristen, congratulations. Hang on for that winning.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We are still taking your talkbacks. The weekend is going to be at the Rose Bowl. It's a sold-out show. You want to get in there, leave us a talkback through Name City, why you love Wild 94.9. That's going to qualify you to win these sold-out tickets. You just got to get the talkbacks in by 9 a.m. Speaking of talkbacks, I was just talking about how a woman, she's a woman, not a girl, a woman who I hired to help with the kids in the morning.
A younger woman.
She's a younger woman, mid to late 20s. I hired her to come help with the kids in the morning while I am at work and my man's busy trying to get some things done. But I just have this inkling that she is lying because she's using like every excuse to not show up once a week. There's always one day out of the week where something happened and she's not able to come in.
Hi, good morning, JV Show. This is Terry calling from Vermilion. Selena, cut this woman loose. She's got more excuses than, you know, I mean, there's subscriptions to paper, so newspaper, actually. So get rid of her. Find somebody else that's more reliable. Love you guys. Bye.
Yeah, that's what my man keeps saying.
A couple things to unpack there. First, that's Terry from Vermilion, Vermilion, Ohio. I almost said Texas. Oh. Vermilion, Ohio. JV Show, I just checked this morning. Yes. Number one still in Vermilion, Ohio. So thank you.
Thank you for that. All because of you.
Second, she has more excuses than newspaper subscriptions. That's not a lot of excuses. I don't know. Do people still have newspaper subscriptions?
That's a good one.
Maybe in Vermilion, Ohio, they still get the newspaper. maybe not the correct analogy there.
I didn't even catch that.
And last, good what one, do you? Graham. Yeah, what's your thought? Just she says, fire, cut her loose.
I mean, that's,
find somebody more reliable.
That's what my man is saying. But to have to go through the entire interview process and find people and do that all over again, I really don't want to. I've already done that. I've already done the background checks on her. We've already gone through that with her. Like, can't she just get her ish together? That's what I'm hoping for.
What was the interview process like? Did you have like a sit down where she came and
and
you then had a
sat
binder.
At the table and then you had like your list of questions and then she wrote down her what she wanted to get paid and then folded it up and slid it across the table
no,
to you?
Wasn't that weird? But she did come over and we like talked. I did ask her a bunch of questions. These are my kids. She's gonna be around. I can't just have anybody.
No, I know.
Near
I just,
them.
It's an interesting process. Like, what questions do you ask? You know,
past jobs. Experience with kids, her home life.
What's your favorite drug?
Yeah. How much you drink on the weekends?
Right.
And before you drive, especially.
Of course.
Hey, Selena. Regarding your help with the children person. Don't you think if she really had a Grammy funeral, she would have let you know ahead of time versus the day of? Because, you know, funerals do take planning.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Yeah, Meemaw kicks the bucket and she finds out about the funeral that day. I can't come to work today. Meemaw's funeral. Like, wouldn't she have known about that?
She, did let me know a few days before.
Okay.
That she wasn't going to be in this day.
Well, then I take back all the jokes I made. Rest in peace, Meemaw. Mm-hmm. I think she really did kick the bucket.
So? Yeah. I still don't know.
Now I feel bad. Now you need to keep her and give her a raise.
What?
No, yeah.
We didn't agree to that. We did not agree to that.
Yeah.
Wait, so are people mad about the saxophone national anthem, Graham?
You guys, the exact opposite. People are touting this as the greatest national anthem that's ever been performed. The reaction on social media is almost universally positive. People loved this rendition. This happened during the Packers-Eagles wildcard playoff game at the Link in Philadelphia. And a saxophone musician steps up and he really blew the crowd away.
The saxophone.
Sax joke there. They even had a bald eagle flying over, a real live bald eagle fly over instead of the Jets. What do you guys think?
I like it, but it sounds really sexy.
It's kind of, yeah, I'm saying it's got some soul to it.
It's very sexy.
Like, you can't make eye contact with anyone.
Yeah.
People were like,
I like
deep,
it.
Deep into this, just, you know, like really feeling the moment. You got to wait till he hits that last note. He holds it. This guy can blow.
Oh, I can tell. Look at, listen to the crowd. They're loving
telling
this.
You, they're loving it.
It's not bad. It's actually really good. But I would still rather have somebody
singing.
Singing? Because I love to pick those apart.
Me too. But people on social media are saying from here on out, I want sax.
Just sax?
Only.
Sax guy?
This should be the only way the national anthem is performed.
All right, here we
Listen
go.
Listen to this. Really blow.
That was unnecessary.
The set of lungs on this guy.
Come on.
I thought it was pretty good.
Goosebumps.
I'm telling you, people online. Look, I listened to it and I was like, yeah, it was cool. I was like, whatever, it's a saxophone. But people on social media were just falling all over themselves.
Really?
For this one.
I mean,
they were loving
good,
it.
Good, but relax.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Graham, I know you have some information on the fires. Mine are fire related as well. So on Friday, the Kardashians did have to evacuate their homes. If anyone gives a fart, they were under mandatory evacuation orders due to the Kenneth fire, which was spreading really, really fast at that time. That evacuation order has been lifted, although it's unclear if they have gone back home. Although I don't know where else they would be. Probably their other
Four Seasons.
Their other mansion or like literally anywhere else. A private jet somewhere on a beach. But yeah, so it did affect them. They also funded meals for firefighters, which a lot of people thought was really awesome. And they had those meals delivered to several fire stations. Now, Kim K, taking it a step further, she is demanding more pay for the incarcerated firefighters. You guys heard that they have inmates who've been trained in firefighting out
this
here fighting these fires.
Yep.
Yeah, but she's saying that there was an agreement to have their pay raised to $5 an hour, but that got shot down. They're not even making $5 an hour. And she says, these are the heroes. They're out here risking their lives. Why aren't we paying them more? So she is leading that charge and demanding from Governor Gavin Newsom.
I mean, if they're putting their health and safety on the line, they should definitely be compensated more for that. I mean, and it's not, and it wouldn't be a, you know, some big budget increase to increase their pay, you know, even to make it a significant increase from $1 to anything is a big jump. I've told you, I think before, Selena, I've had to evacuate. Growing up in Napa, I lived out like in the forest in the middle of nowhere, and we had to evacuate our house for a fire on, I think, three different occasions. Two for sure. I can't remember if it was the third time or not. And it's scary because you see this big glow coming up over the ridgeline and you can't tell how close the fire is. You just know it's there and you see smoke coming up. And it's
so scary.
And it's like, grab your pets and that was it. And get out. And one of the times the fire that was really, really close to our house, I mean, I was out there fighting the fire with a friend of mine, but they, when the firefighters did arrive, they did use a prison or jail firefighting crew to create a fire break and clear brush to basically protect our house. And I just remember the guy that was leading the, I don't know if he's the warden or whoever, you know, was in charge of these guys. He told my dad, get your daughter out of here. These guys haven't seen a woman in a in a long time. And like, he wasn't joking. You know, it was like, it
Are
was,
you
yeah,
wow.
it was, an, you know,
oh my God.
Cause it's not like they're in shackles when they're out fighting the fire, you know, that would be dangerous.
Yeah.
These guys are out, you know, out running around.
Imagine like, your dad's face when he said that.
Hide your wives and daughters. The prison crew's out here. Like, okay, and wow. We're fully evacuating now. We will not be staying around to see how the firefight goes.
Graham, what do you have?
All right, here are the updated numbers on the LA fires. The Palisades fire has now burned through close to 24,000 acres, currently just 14% contained, which is not a very big number. Again, a lot of that fire is burning in more uninhabited areas right now. So I think they're probably just trying to get way out ahead of it and make fire breaks and then have it burned to there. But only 14% containment. The Eaton fire has now burned over 14,000 acres. It's now 33% contained. So that number's gone up. The Hearst fire has burned 800 acres, 89% contained. So that one is kind of wrapped up. No, I don't want to fully say that because we don't know what the wind's going to do this week. Sadly, the death toll has risen to 24 with more than a dozen people still reported missing. This is the seventh day those two big fires have been burning. With some calmer winds and more firefighting assets, we know firefighters have gotten a, you know, firefighters from Mexico have arrived. You know, we've had firefighting personnel and equipment arrive from all over the country. So that's helped a lot. But now to the forecast through this week, a new Santa Ana wind event is forecast today through Wednesday. The strongest winds Tuesday into Wednesday.
Oh, no.
So that's going to be have the potential to cause more explosive fire growth. We'll wait and see. I don't think the winds are going to be what they were when this fire sparked off, but 20 to 30 and as high as 50 mile an hour gusts are forecast at higher elevations. So again, that's really scary because again, the biggest one of the biggest problems in addition to the wind is the low humidity and the fact that there's been no rain. Everything is so
burnable.
So dry. Yeah, it doesn't take much for it to spark off and get going. So
hopefully. Don't like that.
And then the number of structures that have been destroyed, the Palisades fire, 5,000 structures, the Eaton fire, around 7,000 structures. Again, a lot of those are houses. So there are a lot of people without homes after this. So sad.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Graham.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's get back to What the Bleep. It's where you could win a JV Show chug mug. You guys know how this works, right? Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. That talkback mic on the iHeart app. Always open. That's where you leave your guesses. Mm. Now, here is today's clip in case you missed it. It must be nice being a celebrity because you can literally anyone.
That's the truth. That is the truth.
So what's up, bleeped out word? Let's go to your guesses.
What's up, JV Show? Happy Monday. It's Vince and Olivia from Dublin. We're getting a guest today.
Oh, I accidentally hit the stop button. I'm sorry. Here we go.
Today's bleeped out word is date. You can date anyone. All right, have a great day.
Date. That's a good guess, though.
I mean, that one's very true also, right?
Yeah.
Depends on what kind of celebrity you are, though. There's some celebrities people hate.
But they still date people.
They still.
Yeah.
It's like the villains, even on reality TV stars, if we want to call them celebrities, even the villains on there, their DMs are just flooded with people that want to date them.
Yeah, it doesn't even matter.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kayla from Livermore, and my guess is marry. You can literally marry anyone. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Only if you're J-Lo.
Yeah. You can marry anyone as many times as you'd like.
As many different people. You can marry all kinds of different people. Divorce them.
Celebrities live by a whole different set of rules.
Yes.
Like they're not even people like us.
This is Doraldina and Santiago from Santa Rosa. And we think the word is higher.
Higher, yes. the whole staff of people just working for you.
That's my dream. I don't need the fame and the paparazzi and all the attention. I just want to be able to hire a personal trainer and hire a private chef hire a landscaper,
a driver,
and hire a housekeeper, and hire a driver. Imagine being able to hire all those people.
That'd be a great
guess.
Sounds amazing.
That'd be the best.
All right, continue to get those guesses in. What is today's bleeped out word?
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're playing What the Bleep, trying to give you this JV Show chug mug. Just got to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Now, in case you're just tuning in, you missed today's clip. It's all good. Here it is. It must be nice being a celebrity because you can literally anyone. So if you think you know what that was. SZA, Saturn on Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. Happy Monday. Hope you had an amazing weekend. Thanks so much for hanging us. Hanging out with us here. That's what I meant. All right. So we're playing What the Bleep. It's where you can win a JV Show chug mug. You know how this works. You just got to be the very first person to guess today's bleeped out word. Sounds easy enough. Mm-hmm. Well, let's see if you can get it done. So in case you missed it, here is today's clip. It must be nice being a celebrity because you can literally anyone.
That's the reason. Yeah. That's probably the reason 99% of men want to become a celebrity.
Oh, 100%. 1,000%. 250%.
It's probably hot. It is 1,050%.
Let's go to your guesses.
Morning, JV Show. This is Marita calling from Tracy, and my guess for the bleeped out word is meet. Meet anyone. Hope you guys have a wonderful day and a wonderful week.
Thank you. Oh, good guess.
That was probably the most popular guess that came in this morning after the first round of guesses. Meet.
You can meet anyone.
True. Yeah.
Everyone knows someone who knows someone in Hollywood.
Good morning, this is Leela from Tracy, and the bleeped out word is sue. You could sue anybody in Hollywood.
Also true. The way they just throw lawsuits out like it's no big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, you're suing me? Well, I'm suing you for
Watch
suing
this.
Me.
Morning, JV Show. My name is Kalea, and I'm from San Jose, and I think the bleeped out word is love. Thank you very much. I love you.
Aw,
love.
Love you.
Oh, not wrong.
That was sweet.
Celebrities don't love people. They just use them and discard them and cast them aside when they're done with them.
Hi, JV Show. This is Jackie from Dublin. And I think the bleep out word is ignore. You can literally ignore anyone.
Good point. That was a very popular guest this morning. Ignore. You can ignore anybody. And that's kind of true. You can ignore, or some people get snub. Yeah, you can snub anybody. It's like, who cares? You're a celebrity.
But you do get called out for doing that, though.
But probably not to
most, some of the time.
Probably one out of every 50 times you do it.
All right, so it looks like nobody got the bleeped out word today.
Here's
today's clip unbleeped. It must be nice being a celebrity because you can pay off literally anyone. Make your problems go away.
So the people that said sue... They were very close, not too far off, because that's how they make those lawsuits go away.
Yeah,
just pay them off.
Just give me some money. Oh, X talking about you here. Here's some money. Shut up. Like, problems just disappear.
Must be nice.
So nobody just shout out because nobody got it.
This is not how we're supposed to start our Monday.
Better. We'll play again tomorrow morning, 7:05 here on the JV Show. Graham, we have some extra time. You got injured over the weekend?
You guys, another day, another stupid way I have injured
what happened?
Myself. If you did not see my first knee injury, it's still up at JV Morning Show on Instagram. Are people not following us on there? Are people out there not following JV Morning Show?
Make sure you follow us.
That's where we post all our stuff. But my security camera captured a video of me getting a knee injury
And don't forget, before that, you had dropped an entire stove on your toe.
Yeah, we might need to do a photo update of my toe because it just continues to look worse.
Ew.
Like the black and blue part of the nail, well, it's not even blue, it's just black, has now gotten bigger as it's progressed across the toenail. It's weird looking. Anyway, my kid, my son Ford, he's 7 years old, and like most kids nowadays, he's just a magnet for screens. I cannot get this guy away from anything with a screen. He'll, if we banned him from the TV or tablet or whatever, he'd probably look at the screen on the microwave. As long as it has a screen, the kid is looking at it. It doesn't matter what it is. So I'm like, look, let's go outside. It's a beautiful day out. Let's go out in the outdoors. Go be a kid. Climb a tree. Do something. And he's like, yeah, yeah, let's go climb a tree. I'm like, I know a perfect one. We have a bunch of really big trees on our new property. I'm like, that, when I was a kid, that's what we did. When I was 7, catch me climbing a tree. Yep. That's what I would do. So I'm like, come on, son, let's go out and climb this tree. And I lift him up to the first branch. It's maybe 5 feet off the ground. Okay. And he's like, okay, no, I can't. I don't think I can go. I was like, grab the next branch and then make sure you're always holding the branch, but you'll be fine. Then climb to the next one, the next one, and just keep going. Like, this is not some difficult tree to climb, you know? And I had to bring him down from the first branch. And I was just, it was like one of those.
Were you disappointed? Like, how is this my son?
I constantly have to remind myself that your kids aren't you, you know, and they are going to have different interests and different
strengths.
Tolerances for things, mm-hmm. different strengths and different weaknesses. I have to remind myself of that. But I just kind of like, I thought that was like, you're a kid, climbing trees universal. Like, this is fun. Get up there. And I was like, you know what, son? Watch this. Watch me climb this tree.
Because
he's like, I don't think you can get to that next branch of the thing. I'm like,
oh, no.
Hold my beer. I climbed.
I can imagine Ford, 7, standing there with a beer.
Yeah.
Dad's ice cold beer. Yes, Dad, I got your beer.
I climbed to the top of this dang tree, and it was a big oak tree, and I'm up there. There was a bird's nest right next to me. That's how high up I was. I was at the top, tippity top of this tree, and he was impressed. Okay. And, you know, like, part of me was kind of impressed, too, because, you know, I'm like, okay, well, this would be stupid if I fall, you know, coming down. Maybe I should pump the brakes on this. But I had to show him, you know, like, look, it's not that difficult. Let's climb a dang tree. So I climbed all the way to the top. Now, when I was up there, and I'm thinking, well, maybe he's actually going to try now that he's seen me. So I was clearing away a lot of the dead branches. Makes it easier to climb. Get those scratchy little branches out of the way. So I'm like knocking all the branches off and they're falling down and I'm making a nice path up. So if he wants to try climbing, he can do it too. I'm kicking off all these branches. Well, I went to go kick off one of these branches and it didn't snap off right at the trunk like most of them do. It snapped midway and I swung my leg back and that jagged piece of branch that was still there went straight into my calf and I did like full horse kick into it and right in the back of the calf and it impaled right in there.
Oh,
it stuck in there.
Oh my God, are you serious?
That part, whatever, little bleeding, but no big deal. But it was like, I now have like a permanent Charlie horse. You know, when your calf muscle cramps up, it's the most painful thing.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
That's what I'm going through right now. So then the rest
and
of the
it's
weekend.
Just stuck like that.
Yeah. And I can't stretch it out. It's so painful to stretch out. But so whatever I did, I don't know. I locked my calf muscle into permanent like Charlie horse. That's the best way to describe it.
God.
Whatever it is, I was limping around like an idiot the whole rest of the weekend.
Cramp.
And still am today.
God. You cannot.
But I climbed that damn tree.
You,
I was all the way at the
top.
You did that. I was way up there.
So after you injured yourself, did that make your son want to give it a try?
He tried it one more time and he got a piece of dust in his eye and we had to scrap the whole thing. If I was kidding.
Ford is my spirit animal.
I wish I was kidding. Something got a piece of dust in his eye and it was over. And
he'll get there eventually.
I don't know. Maybe he'll digitally climb a tree, I'm sure, on Roblox or something.
Hey, don't forget, we still have your sold out tickets for the weekend. He's going to be at the Rose Bowl. The only way you're getting in there is to win these tickets with the JB show. So if this is you, you want to go check out Abel, leave us a talk back right now with your name, city, why you love Wild 94.9. That's going to qualify you to win. You just got to get him in by 9 a.m.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Let's go to the phones. Wild 94.9. Hi, who is this?
This is Cassandra.
Hey,
and
Cassandra.
I'm in the car with my son, Jackson.
Cassandra and Jackson. Hey, Jackson. How was the weekend, you two?
Oh, my God. It was a beautiful weekend. But this is like a beautiful start to our week. We're so excited.
Yay. Well,
you think it's going to be beautiful because you might get totally dunked on in this game like some people.
Please don't mind,
no.
Graham. You guys got
we
this.
We already won because we got picked up.
Oh,
thank you.
You are so sweet. Well, we actually do hope you win tickets. We have for you
a pair of 3-day general admission tickets to Bottle Rock Napa Valley.
3-day tickets?
3-day tickets.
You know how much that costs?
A lot.
Just kidding. There, I mean, Bottle Rock, I am so juiced. My wife and I had so much fun last year. My wife is not a big concert person, and she won't shut up about it. She wants to go so bad this year. She's like, when is it? When's the lineup? When are we going? What days?
By the way, Cassandra and Jackson, the lineup is not out yet. We are going to unveil the lineup 8 a.m. this morning. But just know it's good, and you could win some three-day tickets. So let's get to it. Question number one. You got to get 3 out of 4. By the way, on this trivia. Question number one, COD is one of the most popular video game franchises. What does COD stand for?
Call of Duty.
Yep.
Call of Duty.
Jackson knows that one. That's my game right there, Call of Duty. All right, question number two, the Cadbury Company was the first candy company in the United States to sell chocolates in a box shaped like what?
Was it eggs or bunnies? I think it's bunnies.
Nope. Oh.
They were actually the Cadbury Company. Well, we think of them for their eggs.
Yep.
The Cadbury cream egg. They were actually the first company to sell chocolates in the shape of a box in the shape of a heart.
Wow.
So that Valentine's Day heart-shaped box, you can thank Cadbury for that. Yeah. 1868.
That's iconic,
the
first year. Of them. All right, question number three. Alcatraz Prison is often referred to by what nickname?
Alcatraz Island. Jail prison?
Welcome to...
The Rock?
There you go.
Yep.
Yes!
The Rock.
Oh my gosh.
All right, question number four. You need this one to win the game and win those Bottle Rock passes. What brand of coconut-flavored rum features a palm tree sunset on its label?
God, I should know this. I love rum.
It's a very distinct... Think about it. It's a very distinct flavor, that coconut rum.
What can I think?
You know this. It's a white bottle. Sunset.
Come on!
Tastes like coconut.
Coconut rum. Coconut,
yeah.
Bacardi. Coconut.
It has Oh, my God! And I know you know it, too.
It's Malibu. Malibu rum.
She knew it. She knew it. We got to give it to her.
I know. I'm sure she's had a bunch of Malibu and Cokes with her besties before, yeah. But that, like, you know. Dang it.
Oh, no. That one hurt because I really wanted you to win this.
But this is the first day we're giving out Bottle Rock tickets.
Yeah,
right?
We just give it to her anyways. I feel like we should.
In Napa.
They won in my book.
I live in Napa. And, like, I know she knew the answer there. Yeah. So maybe we should just give it to her.
You're going to be checking.
You're all the best. Thank you.
Oh, you're going to be checking out Bottle Rock Napa Valley presented by Jam Sellers. This is happening May 23rd through the 25th. And you just got 3-day general admission tickets.
Congrats, Cassandra and Jackson. hang on for that winning. By the way, we are going to unveil that Bottle Rock lineup 8 a.m. It's coming up soon here on the JV show. Grant,
Don't think I'm going soft, getting soft here and letting people win when they got just this once. One time in 2025. Watch out. All right, a lot of people in my DMs. Going says, hey, Graham, can you wish my son Gavin a happy 5th birthday on Monday? We listen to you every morning on the way to school. He loves hearing Who Gives a Fart. Love Mom, Dad, and Sissy Kendall. So happy birthday,
happy
Gavin.
Birthday.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point. Next one here. It says, alert. Mom in your DM. Good morning, Graham. Please, if you could give a shout out to my daughter, Mila Ray. It's her birthday today, and she just turned 9. We listen every morning for years now. Love you all, especially the Yep Nope game and Graham's reactions to all the geographic questions answered wrong and holy horrible trivia. It's a good example for me to use to her to pay attention in school. Mila Ray, Mommy, Daddy, McKenna, and coming soon, baby bro, Micah. Love you very much, and we're so proud of the smart, sassy, funny, and kind little lady you're becoming. Happy birthday. So happy birthday,
Woo!
Mila Ray.
Happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
That's a good point.
Another one says, good morning, Graham. Can you please help give a happy Monday shout out to my son, Jaden Morgan from Concord. Shout out to my little legend kicking off this Monday like a boss. Hope your week's about to be next level lit, filled with epic vibes and endless wins. You got this, champ. Keep shining and make today awesome, lovey. And that is from Mom. That's a hell of a Monday shout out.
Points for Mom.
Another one here says, hey, Graham, Mom, in your DMs, I'd love for you to give a special shout out to my son, Julian Pena, who is celebrating his golden birthday on Monday. Happy birthday. We love you, Julian. That's from Mom, Dad.
Woo!
Marie and Jenny. Julian. So they listen every day on their way to school. So happy birthday, Julian. Golden
Who gives
birthday,
a fart?
Selena. That means he, on the 13th, he's turning how old?
10.
Are you joking?
13?
13 when it's third. Okay. When it's the.
I don't know. I thought golden birthday was a 60, and I know he's not turning 60.
No, it's when the age and the date match up. Golden
That's
birthday.
Right.
There you go.
That's what it is.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are getting blasted for meeting with people affected by the wildfires. Let me know what you guys think about this. Okay. I feel like they are really trying to make an effort to help other people. Megan, she's even postponed the premiere of her Netflix show. Remember we talked about that show mm-hmm. with Love, Megan? It was supposed to come out on Wednesday. She has just punted that until March. She says we need to be focused on those impacted by the wildfires rather than her little show. Now, so her and Harry, they've been out meeting with people who've been either put out of their homes or have lost their homes. They were at like shelters and they were thanking volunteers. They were handing out food. There's a video going around of Meghan giving one woman a hug and people cannot stand it. They are coming for them, calling them disaster tourists, how they're just here for their photo op. They don't even live in this area. They're worse than ambulance chasers. Whoa. What do you guys think?
I think it's tough because no matter what they do, they're going to get criticized.
Yeah.
I think there's some of that. But having watched that video, you know, I saw their interactions with people. I don't know. It's almost like help people. Yes, help people. Donate. Do whatever you can. But almost like do it behind the scenes. Because it comes off seeming like a very staged, look at me moment. And I don't, maybe that's my own preconceived notions about it. But just if you watch that video, there's just something about it. It just seems inauthentic. And I could be totally wrong. And again, that could be my own like bias given past things that they've done.
That's what I think it is.
I don't know. If you watch the thing, something doesn't.
I think we all feel this way just given everything else that's happened with Meghan and Harry. So there's already this narrative about them. But then when you really think about it, because some people were coming to their defense, they're like, look, Harry came from the royal family. Their motto is literally like to show up and do good. That's why you see, you know, Prince William and Kate Middleton, they're at soup kitchens. They're doing the same thing, only they get praised and Meghan and Harry get criticized.
Yeah,
but they're doing the same thing.
I don't know what it is. It's like they're giving hugs and then you see them like walking away, like leaving the scene, and you know their bodyguards like, they're no more hugs. That's it. They're not handing out any more hugs to you people. Sorry, you just lost your house. That's it on the hugs. Cut the cameras and then they walk up. I don't know. That's just the feeling I get.
But it's tough because if there were no pictures of them there, then people would be like, why aren't they helping? Don't they?
Agreed.
I
think it's a bit of a lose-lose for them.
It really
just
is.
Just because people are going to have their comments no matter what.
Yeah. Graham, what do you have?
All right. Eagles wideout A.J. Brown caught by TV cameras reading a book on the bench during the fourth quarter of the Eagles wild card playoff game against the Green Bay Packers. Aside from, I don't know, the occasional snot rocket or some unfortunate camera angles on guys stretching, usually don't see anything too out of the ordinary like this on the sidelines, except for that one time cameras caught quarterback Mark Sanchez eating a hot dog mid-game. Hey, when you need a meat missile, you need a meat missile. We've all been there.
It.
Well, with the Eagles only leading by 9, they're up 19-10 in the fourth quarter. The camera shows A.J. Brown deep in a novel. He's while other guys are looking at tablets, studying plays, or talking with teammates, trying to get people riled up to close out the win. There's AJ, and he is reading a book. Now we've gotten a little bit more.
Do you think it was one of those spicy erotic ones?
No, he says that the book that he was reading. Now he says he reads this book on the sidelines all the time, and this is just the first time that cameras have really shown him reading. He said, I think it was a autobiography, and it's certain passages in it that get him super fired up about the game. And like, it helps him he said he reads passages in this book and it helps him like refocus. And I don't know. He says this is something he's done in the past, and he immediately assumed that everyone thought he was going to be frustrated about his involvement in the offense. And no, this is just, he says, quote, I like to read. He did only
nerd alert.
He finished the game with one catch for 10 yards. And if there's one thing we know about wide receivers in big moments, one catch for 10 yards, they are pissed. So I kind of think he was sending, I don't know, maybe a bit of a message with this. And he was ticked off about his usage, but he says he likes to read the beginning of this one particular book, and he does it all the time. Even after he's just caught a touchdown, sometimes he'll refocus by reading this book.
Just the beginning?
I've just never seen anybody reading
That's
a book
weird.
Or seen any pictures of him reading a book before. But he was reading a book during the game. Eagles did go on to win that game. They knocked off Green Bay, and they'll be advancing in the playoffs. So.
All right. Thank you, Graham. It's 8 a.m. We got you lined up for Bottle Rock Napa Valley, presented by Jam Cellars. The first taste of summer, they say, returns this May 23rd through 25th. Are you guys ready for this lineup?
Yes.
I'm ready. Lay it on me, because you know I am going. I am going.
Green Day.
Let's go, Bay Area boys.
Justin Timberlake.
Yay!
Nice.
Noah Kahan.
That's my boy.
You're excited about Graham.
I'm going whatever day he is playing. I love that dude. That guy's awesome.
Benson Boone will be there.
Nice.
As well as Ice Cube.
My boy. I wonder if Ice Cube will remember me.
No, he doesn't. I asked him. I just checked. No.
He spun the chug wheel for me that one time.
Yeah.
We bonded over that.
He's trying to forget the chug wheel, probably. True.
I made him laugh that one time. I can't remember what. How.
Sublime. Going to be at Bottle Rock Napa Valley.
Yeah. Nice.
Cascade, E40, Flowrider, and more. If you want to check out the full lineup, wild949.com. It's on our Instagram. But here's what everybody wants to know. Jess, how can people get their tickets?
Okay, so tickets go on sale tomorrow. Yep, January 14th. That's at 10 a.m. You just got to visit bottlerocknapavalley.com. There's the full lineup right there, more information right there. But that is also where you can get your tickets tomorrow morning, 10 a.m.
Yes, and then don't forget, all this week, 7:35 inside the JV Show, you have Nope Game. We have 3-day passes for you. Check out all of these amazing artists.
I love it.
Again, that's only on the JV Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
I am so juiced for Bottle Rock.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you guys
so
gonna come? Are you guys gonna come this year? You guys can stay at our house.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can have
like to Graham's mansion.
A Bottle Rock sleepover. It's not a mansion, but we have a Bottle Rock sleepover. We're all going to sleep in the same room.
No, see, that's where I draw the line.
And I only have those couple sleeping bags.
See, now we've already talked about what happens when guys sleep.
And I don't want to think about it. I don't even want to think about
it. It's only and. And I don't want to be anywhere near you.
Yeah.
You can't. But we'll all pile into one big room.
Nah.
We'll have like flashlights. We'll tell ghost stories. Big sleepover.
I don't know.
Come on.
Let me think about
that. We'll play steamroller.
No. It is Wild 349, the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Thank you so much for hanging out with us. You guys know Crazy Cash is back, right?
Yep.
It's your chance to win $1,000. That happens every hour at 10 past. So I have your keyword for you for this hour on standby. Really quick, a couple things from my weekend, if that's okay.
Okay.
My daughter had her first dance class ever. She's 2.5. Graham, you probably experienced the same thing with your daughter when Quinn was starting dance. She didn't even go into the classroom. She was screaming her head off and was afraid to go in.
Perfect.
So the entire class, I had her in the waiting room with me on my lap. And I'm like completely oblivious to everybody else who's in the room. I'm like looking at the teacher. I'm trying to like feel her out. Do I want my daughter to continue? I'm in mom mode. My little daughter, however, she notices a woman sitting to our right. And I didn't even notice this at first, but her pants were, they went up when she was sitting down. So you can see her like shin area, her lower leg.
Yeah.
And my daughter was like, "What happened to your legs?" I look over. She had the hairiest legs I've ever seen. I'm like, "Why would you say that?" Like,
oh no.
Why would you say that?
And did the woman hear?
I hope not. But then I had to pretend like I didn't hear or look or notice anything. So, but kids have zero filter.
I know. And then,
like, why would you embarrass me like that?
To your point, when you try to ignore it, sometimes then they just say it again louder.
Yeah.
And then you can't ignore.
Mommy, what happened to her legs?
You can't pretend like you didn't hear it because now you know they've heard it and they know that you've heard it. And then you have to address it.
How hairy are we talking?
Benny Blanco.
No.
Oh, swear to God.
That's a personal choice.
Yeah.
It's a personal choice.
Yeah, definitely. And hey, more power to you. But kids.
It's not my choice.
There's certain things that you don't say.
Yikes. Yeah.
The other thing from my weekend, Graham, you're going to love this.
Okay.
We got a hamster last night.
No.
Oh,
oh, no.
Yes! Why the sad music?
I'm just prepping for its funeral.
Why would you wish that on us?
A matter of time. What's your latest victim's name?
I don't think it has a name yet. My daughter
it's gonna die even quicker now.
Thinking.
Oh my gosh, she kind of has angry eyes.
The hamster. Yeah. You can check. It's my photo from home. Oh, JV Morning Show. You can check out bastard. Us with the hamster.
She looks angry.
No, she's the sweetest. She's
As
actually
it
really
should
nice.
Be. Wouldn't you be angry if you had just been adopted by a family that has blood on their hands from all their past hamsters?
Hamsters don't live forever. Like, what do you want me to do?
Some of them live longer than others.
No, they
and,
don't.
Oh, God. This thing,
years,
this
max.
Poor thing looks terrified.
Of course it's terrified. It's just, it's in a new home. It was her first day. She's still getting adjusted, but she loves her home. She loves her cage.
Oh,
she loves
no.
us. Didn't even try to bite us.
Sorry.
Okay, that's a good sign.
I'm sorry, nameless hamster. Life is not going to be good for you.
Why are you being so negative?
Because I just know I've seen this movie before. I know how it ends. I've seen this movie before. I know how
I mean,
it
we've
ends.
Had a lot of hamsters before.
This one...
But they died of natural causes.
Natural causes. It getting stuck under the stove is not a natural cause.
It came back outside, and it was the fridge, not the stove.
Sorry.
Oh.
Jess, can we JV show prediction journal?
Oh, yes, God. I love this.
We need to take, will this hamster live through 2025?
Ooh. What do you say, Graham? God.
And then will it live through 2026?
Hold on. Before
what?
They only have a lifespan of like 2 years, and I don't even know how old it is. What if it's already like 6 months old? That's
okay.
not fair.
What my psychic intuition is telling me is February 2026. That just came to
God,
me right
that's-
now.
Pretty spot on what I was thinking.
Wow. Are we,
so
this
I'm
is
go
a
right,
life. We're
I'm
really
go
taking
right
predictions
you,
on
I'm
going to
go right under you and go January 2026.
Oh, my God. I cannot believe this.
Okay. And then, that is locked in.
Do we want to do cause of death, garbage disposal?
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Something is telling me vacuum.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I'm getting chewing on wires, electrical
okay.
wires. And or neglect.
This is so morbid.
And or just sheer
I think all of...
And or just sheer neglect.
Yeah, neglect might be involved in anything.
Right. You know what? Yeah, that's the underlying.
I did have ChatGPT draw up a contract for my daughters. I was very hesitant.
Yeah, which daughter is the one that wants this?
This is the one who I'm not allowed to talk about.
Got it, got it.
Air.
The one who should be perfectly...
The one that's in the picture. She approves the picture, by the way. Photo from home.
Okay.
Her.
So she's perfectly capable of taking care of this.
Yeah, so if she doesn't, it's a matter of her neglecting it. And in the contract, it states, should that happen, the hamster will be rehomed.
Really?
Yes.
And then it would die of heartbreak.
Yeah.
Oh, see, I just can't win.
No, you can't. Not with the hamsters. Should we run through the rest of our photos?
Yeah,
home?
Let's do that.
Mine's a picture of me and the kids and our dog Hambone. We're having a little front porch happy hour last night. You guys are doing dry January. I am not. I got a cold glass of Savvy B there after a long day of working on house projects and unpacking and stuff. A little sunset happy hour on the front
Love
porch
it.
Of the new house.
Did you put socks on purposely so we wouldn't make fun of your feet?
I thought about that after. I thought about cropping my feet out because I figured even with socks.
Yeah. Why do you
look lumpy?
I was going to say that. Your feet look very lumpy.
Here we go.
They do. Is it the socks or is that how your feet are shaped?
Yeah. Is that gout?
It does.
Is that what gout looks
it
like?
It does look like there's an extra toe that's like on the
inside of your
zoom
foot.
Zoom in on my left foot.
And
no,
on the
outside.
Outside.
It looks
like well, both.
I can't win with any picture of
Please bonus. Go to JV Morning Show.
Stop
Instagram
it.
And zoom in
it's
on Graham's
It's just a normal foot. The sock was lumpy. It had been in a work boot all day. I was doing actual work.
I don't know if it's the lumpy socks because you got matching lumps on both feet.
That's true. That's a good point.
You know?
There's some
matching nothing.
You got I'm cropping my feet out of every picture from here on out.
And Jess, your photo.
And then mine is I went on a little tennis date with my boyfriend. Things got competitive, you guys. And I have realized I do have sort of a tennis grunt. But
wait.
Do it.
Just when I'm really tired. Wait, let me see. I feel like I have to do the motion. Hold on.
Oh, she's standing up. She's going to pretend she's serving. Ball's up in the air.
That's what it sounds like?
Yeah.
That's not that bad.
That's usually what it sounds like.
I'm like,
either way, that would annoy me.
check out all our photos. JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
The amount of people going to our Instagram to see Graham's lumpy feet.
I love it.
Also, go to, you know where they should go? Go to, you want to see some lumps, go to Wild 94.9's Instagram as well and see a little video we made for Crazy Cash because I caught a stack of cash with my cheeks. And
that's true.
Not the ones on my face. I showed that video to my kids last night, and they were amazed.
Really?
They were. And then my son was like, "Did you get to keep the money afterwards?" Yeah. Go watch that video.
We gave it
it's
back
very funny.
To Jess. Here's your money. Thanks for letting us use it. So JV Morning Show to see Graham's lumpy feet, and then Wild 94.9 to see Graham's cheeks. catch a stack of cash. All right, so Billboard has names the song of the century. Graham, what is it?
The song of the century, you guys. And again, the century makes it sound like the biggest song of the last 100 years, just this century. So we're not even a full 25 years in, right?
Yeah.
So it's the first, it should be the song of the first quarter century.
Right, but how does it know? Okay, anyway.
But the song of the century, you guys, is The Weeknd's Blinding Lights. It was a very big song, came out in February 2020, and that song had a huge run on the Billboard charts and, you know, all sorts of accolades. What do you guys think?
I mean, song of that year, yes. Maybe song of the year before and after, sure. 25 years, though, that is such a huge span of time.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
This is not a song, no offense, The Weeknd, but this is not a song that I'm still like, yeah, let me play Blinding Lights by The Weeknd.
Well, it's probably because we played it into the ground here.
That is true.
maybe you're sick of it.
There was just much better songs out there.
There were, okay, number two on this list. And again, these are, I think we have to frame this a little bit. They're saying these are the top hot 100 songs of the 21st century.
Oh.
So these are more in like the mainstream pop lane. Because okay. I read through the list of the top 10 here and I'm like, wait, where's this? Wait, we forgot about that. Wait, we forgot about this. There's a few of those, but I think it's because this is more of the pop mainstream.
Got it.
This is the number two song of the century.
Ooh.
It's Bruno Mars with Uptown Funk.
That song is played at every wedding, yep. Every family party. Here's the thing about Billboard. As much, even if we don't agree with these two songs or anything on the list, Billboard, they go by the numbers.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like you can't argue it.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of chart numbers, of course.
Yeah. Even if I feel differently, and trust me, that Bruno Mars song gets on my last nerve because I've heard it a billion times.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't argue how big it was, still is.
Very true. Number three on the list, Stay by the Kid Laroi and Justin Bieber. Number four, Party Rock Anthem by LMFAO.
See, now we're talking.
I Got a Feeling by the Black Eyed Peas at number five. Shape of You by Ed Sheeran, number six. Last Night by Morgan Wallen, number seven.
Okay.
That's a country song.
I like that one.
All right. Closer by the Chainsmokers featuring Halsey. That song was huge.
Okay.
It was.
Eight, Levitating by Dua Lipa. Oh, God, if I hear that one again. It's probably coming up next,
song.
Isn't it? That was number nine on the list, I believe. And then We Belong Together by Mariah Carey.
Okay, there we go.
At 10.
See, that's a song that I still play right now, and I'm like singing.
You're
along
still
to
playing
it.
That?
Yeah. You guys don't listen to some Mariah Carey, We Belong Together? Wow. Are you serious? So you rather play
it's
Uptown
a great
Funk?
Song, but I'm not like first thing again to my car and putting on some Mariah Carey, We Belong Together from 2003.
God, just have a gentle sob on my way into work. See, but there's a lot. I'm thinking about the biggest. I wish it was just all genres included here, all songs, the biggest song of the century.
That's what I would want to know.
That would ignite the fierce debate because there are some big ones out there like Empire State of Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, maybe Gold Digger, Kanye. There's a lot of songs that have come out in this first quarter of the century.
City Girls,
Lil Wayne,
Act Up.
True.
Yeah.
T.I. Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop.
Gorilla.
I mean, some Outkast songs. Yeah, there's a lot.
All right, next on the JV show.
Your name. What was the last one?
Grandma's never heard those songs.
No.
That's what naming.
I'm naming actual big songs.
These are good songs, huh? Gorilla has some hits.
What?
She does.
Oh, yeah. Pound Town. We forgot that one. Is that Pound Town should be on the list.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We were just talking about Billboard coming out with their list of the top songs of the century.
Top songs of the century. And The Weeknd, who you're just talking about, had the number one spot with Blinding Lights. It's the top song of the first 25 years, basically, of the 21st century.
Now, what number was Mariah Carey, We Belong Together?
She came in at number 10 on the list.
Morning, JV Show. I just wanted to comment about the list you guys were just talking about and Jess bringing up We Belong Together. It's funny because I think it's coming back around because these teenagers are playing it nonstop. My daughter plays it almost every day. And so, I mean, I love it. I'm jamming out with her, but I think We Belong Together is making a comeback because of the teens.
Ah.
Interesting.
That's a good
point. We Belong Together is getting a whole new second life here.
Interesting.
I mean, we have seen that happen with like Miguel Sure Thing.
And now and we
like,
play it every 5 minutes on Wild. Sorry. I shouldn't have said that. My boss is listening.
Is it?
You were thinking out loud.
It's making a big comeback.
It already did. And that's why the song came back. And, you know, stations like Wild 94.9 started playing it again.
Got it.
And then it just never left.
I thought we never stopped.
That's what it feels like. Hey, so people on TikTok are doing evacuation hauls. These are people who had to evacuate their homes because of the fires in LA County, and they're getting to safety and then being like, okay, TikTok, check out my hole. I had 2 minutes to grab things. Check this out. Graham, and the amount of people who are showing Eras Tour merch that they instinctively grabbed to save from fires.
Insane.
It's alarming.
Like, there's got to be some other more valuable things in your home, right?
But I think when you're given such a short period of time to leave your house, you kind of just grab what...
Maybe grab your pet parakeet and your grandma before you go get your Taylor Swift jacket. I don't know. Just me.
One person made sure to grab her friendship bracelets. She grabbed her grandma's first communion booklet. Just some little like random... She said a collection of knickknacks. I don't know. She's like 80 years old, apparently. And her friendship bracelet. She couldn't leave those behind.
So what are some random things you guys would get?
That's a good question, because a lot of people literally had seconds, you know, to run in and grab.
I know.
It's like you got time to grab one, maybe two things and get out and leave. And in a lot of these cases, you probably shouldn't even run in and get anything because those fires were so fast moving. I don't know what I would grab, nor would I know how to... I mean, my life is currently in boxes, so I don't know how to find anything, but I
just would... Just grab a box?
I feel like I would try to...
Hope for the best.
I feel like once we have our, you know, passports and birth certificates and stuff like that in one spot, I don't know, I feel like I would grab that kind of stuff and then...
And then just leave,
And then, I don't know, but I'm sure there's a lot of very sentimental things. That really broke my heart when you were seeing these stories of, you know, people returning to their house and they didn't have time to grab, you know, really important things and pictures and stuff of, you know, family members who have passed or their loved ones' ashes and stuff like that, that obviously irreplaceable.
I know. I saw a video of some of the firefighters like going in, and if they found something they thought was like valuable, they brought it out. There was one house they brought like a grandfather clock, and they're bringing photo albums, like just putting it in a pile, and you know, whoever lived in that neighborhood, they could just go through.
And then the looters got to take it for free.
Yeah, I know. Let's calm down about the looting.
If you believe social media, it's bizarrely rampant. I mean, there have been a share of arrests, and it has happened. But for the most part, that is not the narrative here. But if you are on social media, you would believe that every single house has been looted at this point.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if this has been happening to you guys, but I've been getting like really scared. I just feel like I've been watching so many videos of the fires. I can't escape the videos, and I just continue watching them that... I'm now like getting really anxious about things, and now I feel like I'm so unprepared for any sort of natural disaster that were to happen. I don't know if this has been happening to you guys as well. I mean, you're seeing it everywhere on the
news. I've just accepted that I'm unprepared.
Yeah, I have that one can of soup here under my desk and a couple bottles.
And a bunch of adult toys. Why do you have so many of those toys under your desk?
And a few energy drinks.
Weird.
I'll tough it out and be fine. I talked about this earlier when I had to evacuate for fires. You know, when I was younger as a kid, I remember my parents like to see, you know, obviously we got our pets and our dogs and our cats. And then, you know, my parents, their first instinct was to grab a bunch of old photo albums, you know, but today's world, I mean, I'm sure people still do have those, but like for the most part, young people, like, your stuff's in the cloud. Like, you can just run carefree. Like, your pictures are backed up somewhere.
Yeah.
Generally, you know, it's like a different thing. But for photo albums is the big thing for a lot of the older generations, like, because that's your only copy of those pictures.
Right. Now it's like PS5, phone charger,
iPad.
Box of White Claws, and like,
I'm
good. I honestly feel like I wouldn't have time to grab anything. I'd have to, like, carry my gaggle of kids out.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously the most important thing.
Get the kids.
Get your family. Get the living things out first. Hottest
things trending. It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
So here's how much money Jessica Alba might have to pay her husband in spousal support. So last week...
Get your bag, King. Get your bag.
We talked about Jessica Alba. Alba? I'm like, she's on photo album. We talked about Jessica Alba and Cash Warren. That that's her husband of almost 17 years. They are separating and heading for divorce, although neither one of them has officially filed yet, but it's looming. It's coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. We don't know if they signed a prenup or not. And as you know, Jessica is rich, like rich, rich. Her honest company is valued at $609 million. There was a time when it was worth over $1 billion, mm-hmm. but that valuation has come down a little bit. Cash, on the other hand, hasn't worked as a movie producer in Hollywood since 2015.
Why would
he's just been living his best life. Now, here's what experts are saying.
Maybe he was being a full-time dad, taking care of the kids and sacrificed his own career while she wanted to go out and be a career woman and dominate this honest company and sell the most diapers. And he was holding down the house. So get your bag, King. Get your bag.
So here's what experts are saying. They're saying that even if they did have a prenup that states they each keep what they made, maybe it states no spousal support, the way courts handle prenups nowadays has evolved. Mm-hmm. If a court decides that that prenup that they would have signed in 2008 if they had one, if they decide that's no longer reasonable because so much has changed, they have the power to just throw it out and be like, no, that doesn't work anymore. So if they decide that Jessica does have to pay spousal support, they're saying, according to this one expert, she would have to be paying him around $2 million a year.
Whoa.
God, that would be
That's
sweet.
How much he'd get.
How long does that go for? It goes for a while. Good I know question. That. $2 million a year?
Yeah.
Just kicking back. Oh, oh I'd be on the God. Golf course. For
and
the.
How long does it go for? Since their marriage falls under the long-term marriage rules in California, there is no set end date for spousal support.
That one's great. And then you could drag it out in court even when it's when they're trying to get it to end and then keep racking up $2 million a season.
Now, this is just, there's a huge if on this. We don't know the details of their breakup and divorce and prenups and all that. But this is a possibility right here.
Can you imagine? Wow.
He's set for life.
Oh, he's just living life. Get your bag, King.
Let me know what you guys think about this prediction. Tyler Henry, who we love, you know, he's that psychic medium. Yep. He has a show on Netflix, and it's called Live from the Other Side with Tyler Henry, if you want to check it out. But apparently Ricky Lake was on there a couple months back, right? And she posted this clip. She was like, oh my God, Tyler called it. He called the wildfires in my house catching fire.
There might end up being a coincidence where not only do we lose something, and I'm trying to articulate this without like it sounding concerning. I think this may have already happened. If there was a loss of material objects from both fire and water, though, that's the kind of weird distinction. It's two separate things.
Okay.
So we're going to end up finding that there's a story where like there was a house fire or something along those lines. A fire risk. But they're separate from that, and this has got a little bit, it might end up being a little bit more pertinent. There's just something about watching water seepage into a place it shouldn't and damaging things.
Okay.
Is it just me? But I don't think that's predicting the wildfires.
Well, I thought you'd be all over this one.
I know, I thought I would
too. I thought you'd be taking a psychic victory lap
right
here.
And then I saw the video, and it was just a big disappointment. I don't think. And if you did predict Ricky Lake's house catching on fire, wouldn't you be able to protect, I don't know, all of L.A. on fire? Why didn't you say that?
Yeah, are there any psychics that can lay claim to that prediction? Because that one should have been like on everybody's, you know, when the psychics are asked, like, what's going to happen in 2025? We talked about that one woman who throws the asparagus in the air and then it lands.
Yeah.
I mean, one of her predictions for 2025 was like a major natural disaster. It's like, well, yeah, one of those happens every year. Hello.
Multiple times.
Welcome to Earth. So, I don't really know that's going on a limb, but if somebody very specifically said, like, look, all of L.A., you know, might get burned or something like that, I would be, I'm not
right,
a believer. I'm not a believer. That might, you know, make me go, how'd they do that? This one, I kind of thought you'd be more excited about this one. Like he nailed it. I mean,
maybe
that's pretty,
if he hadn't,
even I have to admit, that's, you know.
You think so?
He's got something there. I don't believe it.
Maybe if he hadn't mentioned like the water, that's what threw me off. Like, just keep it to the fires. If he would have been like, there's a house fire, maybe I'd be a little bit more on board. But now you're like, well, there's a distinction. Now there's water seepage and it's water and fire.
Well, the firefighters are spraying water on the house trying to put it out.
Barely, because there is none.
That's
well,
a good point.
There was probably a helicopter dropping water on it at some point or something.
I'm not sold.
I don't know why I'm making the case for psychics that I don't believe in, but, you know, there's something there.
Graham, do you have something?
Yeah, just a couple of quick updates on the fires. The Hearst Fire, which is the smallest of the three ongoing blazes, now 95% contained. That's good news. It's held at 799 acres burned, so that one's pretty much wrapped up. I mean, it's not wrapped up until it's wrapped up, but it sounds like it. Also, the Palisades fire is still at 14% containment. Eaton fire is 33%. There's more wind in the forecast for the early part of this week, so hopefully firefighters can continue to gain ground on these today before the winds start to whip up again. A specialized team from the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, they're arriving in L.A. today to begin processing the scene to try to figure out how the Palisades and Eaton fires were started. There are a lot of reports that are saying this could be man-made causes. There's a, in the area of the Pacific Palisades, there's a hiking trail that's really popular amongst hikers and teens and people that want to go up and have a really good view of the ocean. I guess there was a fire on that started up on that near that trail, Skull Rock or something that a lot of people go to because somebody, I think they think it was firework related, which, hello, you dummies.
Oh, my God.
But that was on New Year's Day, and that fire was quickly put out. But they think that is like, could be an area where, you know, there's could because there's a lot of human activity that somebody could have started this fire. They think that's an area of interest they're going to investigate.
Right.
If you are on social media, wow, every single one of these things is arson to promote some sort of climate agenda. Do not read the comments on not read the comments on social media. It'll infuriate you. But
good to know.
Hopefully we'll get some actual answers sometime soon. Yeah. But the misinformation online right now and social media, oh my God.
Crazy.
I hate it.
Do your research, people.
Please.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Graham, I am living, I'm sliving for your lumpy feet.
No, but they're not that lumpy. Stop.
With socks on, they are.
Well, maybe a little bit. It's just a bad camera angle. Anytime my feet make it into photos from home, you guys have a field day. I'm going to start cropping them out.
No, every time you're not allowed.
My feet in this picture just have socks and like whatever. They're just a regular old size 13 foot. And you guys
quit
are like,
bragging.
What is that a brag?
Because the size.
That's just a fact. I wear a 13.
Your truth. Okay, check out the photos. JV Morning Show. Make sure you're following us. That's our Instagram. We got the pictures up there. Mine is a new hamster that we got for our family, the newest member.
Mine's a picture not of my feet. It's of my kids and I on our new front porch having a little happy hour because I'm not doing dry January.
Good for you.
Quit bragging. Glass of wine after a hard day of work yesterday.
And mine was while I was playing tennis. But then look at mine, then go back to Graham's and zoom in on the feet.
Zoom in on the feet. Yeah. I thought about, Selena, I thought maybe my picture today should be of the puzzle that I'm currently working on.
How's that going?
I told you guys last week, my kids, they were out of school all last week. Thank God they went back today. But I broke out this puzzle that belongs to my son. I was like, let's do a puzzle. And it's a 1,000 piece puzzle. And they got bored before we had even dumped all the pieces out of the box. They just completely gave up because it does look overwhelming. Those 1,000 piece puzzles and they're real small pieces. And I'm a determined person and I can't not finish something that I started. So now I'm doing the puzzle. I told you guys that last week. I have to finish it now. Once it started, I have to see it through.
We're working on it all
weekend. And Selena was so jealous because Selena loves puzzles.
I do.
And she's like, oh, I just love to sit down and puzzle for a little while. And I'll be honest, I am now you. I am hooked. I am hooked, Selena.
See?
This puzzle has got me hooked in. I'm about
to get you a bottle of wine and just puzzle away.
Oh, I had my morning coffee on Saturday morning and it's just me out there just puzzling away. And
what
I asked my
happening?
Wife, I was like, hey, do you want to help? Because like now that I'm in, you know, sort of enjoying it, I don't want to admit it, but now I'm enjoying it. I'm like, hey, Kate, do you want to come, you know, do this for me? And she said, quote, I couldn't care less.
Wow, so the shade.
She is not on board with the puzzling and was,
I don't blame her.
She was looking a little annoyed that when I should be unpacking stuff in the house and doing projects, I'm sitting there puzzling because again, I can't,
that
it's
would
like,
piss me
I
off.
Just have to find this one piece over here. It's a little bit of blue and a little bit of yellow. If anyone wants to help me look for this one piece and then, you know, nobody does. And then I find it, but I'd say I think I'm maybe 500 pieces in
wow.
so far.
Can we get a picture tomorrow?
I'll give you a status update.
Yeah, keep us updated.
When I puzzle this evening.
So people are being warned to stop eating their Christmas
people
trees.
People do not.
Who is doing that?
Some Belgian food safety authority is issuing a warning there. They're saying this is a good reminder for everybody. I guess a city there advised the residents, like, here are some great ways to recycle your live Christmas trees. And one of the ways was turning them into food. They say people in Scandinavia have been doing this for a long time. You take the needles off, you boil them, and then you dry them off, and then you can add those needles and to make some delicious spruce needle butter. It's great on bread or toast. There's some different recipes out there for your Christmas tree. Now, this other organization, again, their food safety agency is like, actually, people don't eat these. Christmas trees that are used in houses usually treated with pesticides and potentially some other dangerous chemicals and things like that. So don't, let's just go ahead and not eat your Christmas trees. So they've issued that warning as a reminder. Now, look, I treated with pesticides. Hello, they do that to your fruits and vegetables that if you're not true. Buying organic and you have no problem eating that. So I don't really... I guess the real reason not to eat your Christmas tree is because it doesn't sound like it would taste that good. Although some spruce needle butter might be good on a piece of toast. Graham, I don't know.
Is your tree still up?
I got mine down on Saturday. You guys, okay, I'm happy to report progress. Our tree was down. And this was the biggest tree we've ever gotten. It was a live tree. It was almost 11 feet tall. Thing was, it was a monster. And I went out there with the chainsaw and some clippers, and I chopped that thing to bits, and I didn't eat it, but I fit it all into one green wow. compost can, the entire tree. Nice. And I had room to spare, you guys.
Wow. Look at you.
It was actually pretty impressive.
Selena?
My tree's down.
Okay. Really?
And I even beat Graham, took it down Friday.
Wow.
What about your lights?
Yeah.
Everything's down except for some ones that are in a tree because I can't reach.
Okay. So I win because all what? Christmas decorations are That's down and put away in my house. No lights, no nothing. You well, still have your Christmas tree.
I win
Christmas lights up
because I never put them up to begin with.
That's sad.
I think you actually lost, Jess.
Yeah, you Dang lost. In the spirit of Christmas, you lost.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.